Winter sportsmen have hunted mountain lions in Colorado and the Roaring Fork River Valley for decades. But until recently, a small triangle of land near Aspen has been off limits. Not anymore. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission voted Wednesday to open that tract of land, officially called Game Management Unit 471, for lion hunting. The change gives hunters more flexibility and range and is designed to push the big cats away from town and reduce encounters with humans. Aspen Journalism Environment Editor Elizabeth Stewart Severy spent a recent morning tracking lions near Aspen and has this report.
Whit Whitaker has been driving around the Roaring Fork River Valley since 4:30 in the morning, looking for mountain lion tracks in the fresh snow. And a friend says there's something promising near Woody Creek. He stops, examining the large paw prints as his dogs get excited for a chase.
I'm saying this is a 120-pound female.
This cold gray morning is perfect for lion hunting. Once Whitaker and his friends, Ron Christian and Jay Sills, spot the fresh tracks, their five hounds chase the scent through powdery snow and scrub oak up the rocky drainage. The hunters follow GPS trackers on the dogs' collars, and 540 yards from the road, the movement stops. The hounds have forced a mountain lion up a skinny aspen tree.
See it right there? It's not going to like that tree, so it's easy to grow.
The dogs bark furiously around the base of the aspen, and Whitaker scoots under the branches for a closer look under the tail. Sure enough, a female, about 120 pounds. She's stretched across several branches, staring down with a distinctly cat-like glare, powerful, annoyed, and bored. Once they confirm she's a female, the hunters don't even discuss the next step. It's just understood they won't be pulling out their guns today. Females maintain the population and care for the young. They're smaller, and most hunters want the biggest male they can find. And mountain lion hunting is based on a quota system for each geographic unit. Here in Unit 47, there's a one lion quota. So when someone kills a lion in here, the season is over.
I like chasing them. I like seeing them. I typically don't fill my tag. And that's another reason why I don't like to shoot them, because I don't want to stop on it. Even if you don't intend on harvesting them, you can't pursue lions in that unit once the quota is filled.
There are four hunting units in the valley, and three of those currently allow mountain lion hunting in a season that runs from mid-November to the end of March. This week, the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission voted to open the fourth and allow more flexibility in the quota system. Instead of each unit having an individual limit, three units will have a combined quota of up to seven lions. Officials say this could spread out hunting over more of the mountain lion's range and increase the harvest in areas where conflicts between humans and the predators are on the rise. Matt Yamashita is the area wildlife manager. He says he's getting more calls about human encounters with lions close to town and homes.
A lot of these ones are being reported as being not afraid or less afraid of humans, more tolerant of people. And that kind of is, that's a red flag for us as wildlife managers.
Plus, mountain lions have a pretty large range and follow the prey species, elk and deer, throughout the year. The newly opened Unit 471 is bounded by Castle Creek Road, Highway 82, and the Continental Divide. Think Richmond Ridge toward the pass. Mountain lions there probably move in and out of adjacent hunting units. Sometimes that just means crossing a road as they track their prey. Yamashita says he's not expecting to see many mountain lions killed in Unit 471 because of the high elevation, deep snow, and limited access. Still, local hunter Ron Christian says it's worth checking out.
You know, there's a lot of mountain lions on 471, but I don't know if they stay there in the winter.
No one really knows that. Hunters haven't been allowed in there to scope it out, and it's difficult for biologists to get a handle on population estimates of stealthy, wide-ranging predators like mountain lions. The most recent management plan for mountain lions in this area was completed in 2004, and that estimated that there was a total of about 300 lions in the Roaring Fork and Eagle River valleys. But hunters like Whitaker say it's clear that the lion population is growing.
I've seen more females and females with kittens or multiple kittens, which tells me it's a healthier population. You're seeing, we're finding lion tracks in areas in 20 years. I haven't found lion tracks.
CPW officials say it's an agency priority to draft a new plan that reflects the realities of mountain lion biology. That's expected later this year. Elizabeth Stewart Severy, Aspen Journalism.